This is Ed Ronco in Sitka, where 2010 was a busy year for many things, including politics. Sitka saw some attention from the U.S. Senate candidacy of then-Mayor Scott McAdams, but locally, political attention focused more on a squeaker of an election for his mayoral replacement. After two recounts, Cheryl Westover won by two votes against John Stein. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska also made political headlines this year with the removal of Councilmember George Paul. The way Paul's removal was handled, mostly in executive session, along with the process used to appoint his replacement, has caused strife at meetings in the last couple months and has initiated a recall effort against the tribe's chairman. Some crime stories also topped the news in 2010. In January, state investigators cracked a 22-year-old Sitka murder case. Jane Reth pleaded guilty to killing her then-husband Scott Coville in 1988. In July, the community mourned the loss of three Coast Guardsmen from Air Station Sitka, Lieutenant Sean Kruger, Petty Officer First Class Adam Hoke, and Petty Officer Second Class Brett Banks were killed in a helicopter crash off the coast of Washington. Lieutenant Lance Leone survived. The crew was remembered during a memorial service at Air Station Sitka a week later. Hundreds of community members attended the service, along with Alaska Governor Sean Parnell and Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp.
It's really a time for us to get together to celebrate the lives of these great heroes and then to shore each other up to be able to get through the tragedy.
Today, 6 months later, memorial postcards are still on display throughout town, and the assembly voted to name a ball field after Kruger, who was a well-known soccer coach in Sitka.